I'm so glad I can say I'm a part of this. We say it many ways. Brother Clifford Wilson used to many a time start out his message by these few words, "I want to thank the Lord for salvation." And I too, from the bottom of my heart, I thank the Lord for salvation. When Brother Tony was talking about being our hearts being in tune with our Heavenly Father, that's what makes us in tune with each other. That's what makes this unity. We can come and try to form a coalition where we all kind of decide, well, we think this is what we're going to stand on. And that's not nearly good enough. We're going to need to have ourselves in tune with our Father in heaven. And then we're going to find others is going to have the same desire in their heart, and we'll just come together and we're going to feel just like good old kinfolk. And we are, because we're blood brothers. Oh, I'm glad to be saved. Brother Tony was also giving us some admonition that we would reach out and be willing to touch one another. And I'll just tell you, I want to take his admonition. And I've thought many a time, I've heard that admonition and had it in my heart to take that. And then there's a lot of difference between hearing what somebody says and say, you know, I need to do better, and then putting it in practice. So God help us to know how to put it in practice. I know if you're like me, sometimes life gets busy. And as you're passing through your routine of life, a lot of times your mind gets so caught up in your routine, and it's hard to break out of that and pick up the phone and say, I want to call that person. I know it was, I believe, last year, maybe this winter, when Brother Bob Wilson was up here and he preached a message, and during that message I thought, oh. You could hear sometimes in her voice the loneliness. I hear some of it in Brother Tony. And what he was talking about, he's telling me. And he didn't know he was telling me this, but he was telling me, y'all reach out and touch me. I feel lonely. And he does. God help us. And I heard that in Brother Bob Wilson's message up here. And I thought, oh, I've failed him. There are so many times I should have called him. God help us not to live with regret of what we should have done. Look over there at Brother Larry Abbott right there. Saw him nod his head. Been many a time I've thought, oh, I need to call, brother. Thought recently he lost his sister and many changes happened. And we love each other. It's good to tell each other once in a while, we do. Again, I'm glad to be part of this, folks. I know we're probably sometimes, and there's so many things sometimes go wrong, swirl around us and go through our mind. And we get caught up sometimes in life and things going on. We hardly know what to say. But it never hurts to just say, brother, I'm thinking about you. I love you. You stay right in there. I want to count on you. And you can count on me. I want to turn over here into Hebrews, the 10th chapter. There's a little phrase here. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. You know, it means a lot for us to be able to have confidence in one another. I know this is talking about the confidence that we have toward God. And our confidence in one another is built on the foundation of having confidence between us and God. This relationship between us and God. Confidence is something that's very important. You know, you can say, well, I want to make heaven my home, and that's a good thing to have. You can say, I want to bake a cake, and there's nothing wrong wanting to go bake that. But if you leave out the ingredient of flour, you're not going to end up with a cake. Yes. If you leave out this ingredient of relationship with God, you're not going to live a saved life.
No.
You're not going to have it. Now, the devil knows that. And he knows that if he can somehow reduce that real loving father-son relationship with him, with the Lord, he knows if somehow he can cool that off and reduce that importance in our mind to maintain that, he knows that he's well on the way of causing you and I to backslide. Getting us in that place that Brother Michael was talking about last night. You know, all these things go into trying, the devil uses these as tools to try to get us to become discouraged and say it's not that important any longer. When we feel alone in the congregation of the saints, we start feeling not important and feel disconnected, and we feel like that maybe they don't care and maybe the Lord doesn't care. And we start losing that sense of urgency. I need to stay in this connection with the Heavenly Father.
Yes.
When that begins to wane, we're in a place that it doesn't seem so important to us any longer. Then other things begin to enter in. Along with the burden Brother Michael had last night, I want to tell you tonight, this morning, don't cast away your confidence. Don't do the things that would wear and erode this basis of confidence that we can have with the Lord. Again, it's not just with each other. That's an important ingredient. But it's mostly important that I keep in contact with the Heavenly Father. That's what the rest of this blooms from. We couldn't have a family if it wasn't for the Father. We wouldn't enjoy this. Oh, we read, we have the best songs in the world. When we come together and sing these songs, folks, I know you don't find them anywhere else. This type of blessing full of truth songs, you don't find them. The reason why is because the Lord's inspired them. And it's part of the fruit of somebody having a connection with the Father. And they went through sometimes some hard things, but they were battling for that connection with the Father. And when the Lord blessed them and brought them through, they began to pin down some things that they had in their heart. I dare not confide in a rapturous frame, but stand on His promise, forever the same. You know what that came from? A brother just went through a battle. And he learned a place of stability in the Father. And I want to encourage you and I today, as we're passing through life and the places that the devil would like to take advantage of you and I and cause us to begin to feel discouraged. Oh, don't cast away your confidence. You know why? It has a great recompense of reward. Oh, you stay in touch with the Lord. I remember in my young walk with the Lord, and there were times that in my development, and we all go through development. We go through growth. Because it's the plan of the Father. We don't expect our little babies when they're grown to understand everything. We teach them. We train, and there's a pleasure that we have. Just a little simple thing like potty training. The reason why I bring that out is because my grandson recently is going through that. And I listen to my... People laughing at me. But I listen to the parents. They say, they talk about the progress. And they're so happy to see that progress. All these little things in your life spiritually. As we walk with the Lord and the Lord looks at you and I and all the little steps, He takes pleasure in that.
He does.
And when you and I, sometimes I ask, how's Brother so-and-so doing? And I hear somebody say, oh, I hear what you're saying. And I, oh, thank the Lord, they're still encouraged. They're growing in the Lord. Oh, we take pleasure in that. And we rejoice together. Wednesday night prayer meeting comes along and the Lord's been teaching you something and you come there. I don't care if you stutter and stammer and cry all the way through it, but when you tell me what the Lord's been doing to you, I know you're connected to my Heavenly Father and you're my brother or my sister, and I take pleasure in that. And sometimes what the Lord's been showing you might be something I need to. But even if it's not something I need right then, I still have a great joy when I hear what the Lord's been doing for you. So that's just like my Father. He's been working with me too. Don't lose that connection. Don't lose that confidence. Confidence is built. It's not something you just... I can't come and bare my heart to you until I get to know you. And God wants us to get to know Him. Somebody, forget, in passing said something about we need to have faith in the Lord. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's easy to have faith in Him when you know Him. Get to know Him. And as you progress in your understanding and knowledge of Him, your faith will grow and grow, and you'll understand. When David was out there, I believe he had his harp. How do you think he learned how to play his harp? I believe he had it when he was out there herding those sheep. As he learned how to play that harp, what do you think he began to play? Do you think he was trying to figure out how to write the latest love song? I don't think that's what he was learning. But I think his Heavenly Father was listening to his songs as he began to say, oh, how great thou art, Lord. Some of them are written, I believe, in the Psalms. And I believe David was playing on his harp to the Lord, and the Lord looked down there and said, you know what? That sounds good to me. See my son? He said, I want him to grow. And so you know what he did? He sent a bear. I want to see how this one was going to react. And the bear came and grabbed a sheep. And something rose up in David's heart. I can't let that happen. The Lord was grooming him to be king. The Lord's grooming you. And He wants to build confidence in your heart. There was a day later on this little fella, the stripling, I don't know exactly, teenager or something like that, I don't know exactly how old he was. The stripling, he had already faced a bear and faced a lion, went down and he saw a whole group of fighting men scared because of one giant. And he looked at that and there something rose up in him. There was something, he'd been playing some songs to his Heavenly Father, and his Father inspired something in him. This can't happen. It was the Lord rose up in him. And the Lord said, I want to see how he's going to be. I want to build another place of confidence in him.
Yes. Amen.
There came days that David needed every bit of that.
Yes,
and there'll be days you're going to need it too.
I
want to encourage you, don't cast away your confidence. And there's things you can do to cast it away. There's things we can allow into our lives that hinder that free flow of communication. I just want to ask you, don't let it happen. Those little places where, was it David or one of the Solomon said, for my love, they were my enemies. There's a scripture. In other words, there was a foe came in to try to steal my affection. For my love. They came in hungry. They wanted my attention. They wanted my affection. The devil is always trying to get you and I distracted and our love divided. And it's a foe. Don't cast away your confidence. Confidence is built upon a relationship. And when we begin to divide our relationship, and God's a jealous God, you say, well, He shouldn't. Yes, He should be. And the reason why He is there, because He wants the best for you and I. And He knows if you and I are infected with the disease that the world has, it will destroy you and I just like it does the world. And so with His loving heart, He watches over us like a jealous, loving father. He cares about you and I. He would be derelict of duty if He didn't have that jealousy. But He never is. He loves you and I enough to warn and watch over and care for you and I and guide and nurture and give us how firm a foundation to build our faith on. He doesn't fail. Cast not away your confidence. Don't go through the steps of growing cold in your soul. When you begin, and folks, let me tell you, I understand. We go through sometimes cycles in our relationship. We sometimes we're going along with the Lord, and then I begin to realize that something has built up in me that needs to, and the Lord reveals it to you and I. At that time, bring it to the Lord and clear it out and renew and revive. Reinvigorate your relationship with the Lord. Don't cast away. Understand and recognize those places where the devil's trying to get advantage of us. And don't let him. Cast not away. It has great recompense of reward. I have down here, when the chill of indifference creeps into a relationship, that relationship is just about gone. It has unity, the building blocks that make something strong. When the chill of indifference has crept into that thing, it's in grave danger.
Yes, it is.
Spiritually, this is the same way.
Yes.
When we have allowed, and it can be something as innocuous as of just busyness of life, but when something has replaced the passion in my heart for the Lord, we're on shaky ground. And I'm not saying we're not saved, but the Lord wants to wake us up in those times and help us to renew and reinvigorate and reconfirm. I've seen people after years of marriage, they want to come and say, I want to say my vows again. You ever seen that? I've seen old folks. I better be careful here because I'm starting to get there. I've seen people married for years and come and just say, I want to say that again. That's okay. Spiritually, we ought to renew our vows. I want to say that again, Lord. I want to tell You, I love You today. Today, I want You to be the center of my life. When all the world is when all of business of life is calling for my attention, demanding my attention, I want to scrape out of my mind the busyness of life for a little while. I just want to step here with You, Lord. I want to tell You I love You today. And every time you do that, He's going to say it back. I love You too, child. And I've never been so blessed as those times when I just was alone with Him, telling Him that I loved Him and felt His arms around me. I've never been so blessed. There was an experience I had one time. This was back a number of years ago when I was still working there at the dairy to farm. And I remember one morning it seemed like we had so much to do. Had some harvest to take care of and so many things was demanding the time and hadn't gotten up as early as what I really should have. And I was pushed with time and my routine of spending some time with the Lord. I just said, I don't have time to do that now. And I went on, pushed on, and got busy. And I was working back there behind the barn. And the Lord just, He kept saying, you haven't talked with me. And I remember, finally I said, Lord, I haven't. And I just, my knees went to the ground behind that old barn back there. And the Lord was right there. And I'm telling you, I've never been so blessed. Don't cast away your confidence. Don't let indifference creep into your life. I've watched it happen. I've seen people begin to grow cold. And you say, Brother Ivan, don't judge, but I'm going to tell you what, I've seen it happen. And when the fruit is failure, I'm going to judge that thing for what it is. It's dangerous. Don't let indifference creep in. Don't cast away the things that build confidence. Cast away those things that are an enemy for your love. Those things that would come to destroy. Those things that would come to somehow detract from that real sweet father-son relationship. Covet those times. Enjoy them. Don't let indifference. Don't let those things come in to our hearts. Over in, well, let's go ahead and read just a little bit more here. He said, cast not away. This is the 35th. I don't know if I even told you where I was reading. 10th chapter, the 35th verse says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you're going to receive something. I don't remember if I finished this thought back when I was young, learning how to serve the Lord. There was some things that the Lord asked me to do that I didn't understand well. And I couldn't, it didn't make good sense to my mind why the Lord required that of me. But every time I brought it to the Lord and asked Him, it just seemed like He clearly would confirm, child, that's what I want you to do. And I didn't understand it well in my youth, in my young walk with Him. But when I just did it, I would always feel so clean, so right. And now looking back, after the years have passed, and some of the things I look back and realize, that little thing, I am reaping some of the blessing of that being in my life. When I see the effect that it had on me and the way it affected my wife, our home, and our children, I say, thank you, Lord. You have need of patience. Don't cast away the dealings of the Lord. It builds confidence. It does something very special for you. If you're going to err on the side of caution. Don't get careless and see how close you can get to the world and still survive. Amen. But cuddle up right over there close to the Lord and just enjoy Him. And as He begins, and folks, I'm going to tell you, this is how good families are built. This is how good lives, this is how good, sweet homes are built. It's when you just get up there real close to the Lord and just do what He says. Then He'll teach and He'll lead and He'll refine you. And it's a growing process. And we're all on different levels here, but wherever the Lord's teaching you, I'm going to rejoice with you when you come for Wednesday night prayer meeting and tell me what the Lord's doing. I'm going to rejoice. And you rejoice with me. And as we grow in the Lord together and enjoy this walk, it's a wonderful thing as a family of God to watch each other grow in the Lord. And then how the Lord teaches, have need of patience. May you say, what's the reason for that? You just follow right on. You keep on doing the will of the Lord. And pretty soon as you grow, you'll look back and say, that's the reason why the Lord told me that. And then you're going to say, thank the Lord. I'm so glad I did that. It cut off an avenue. And I've seen some of the things that if I wouldn't have done, it would have opened up my children to something that would have made it more difficult for them. And the Lord wanted to cut off that avenue that the devil would have used to hurt them. And maybe I would have survived it. Maybe, but it would have made it more difficult for them. And the Lord loved me enough. Oh, we've got a wonderful Heavenly Father. I want to tell you, just love Him and worship Him. Serve Him. Serve Him? Oh, yes, you're going to enjoy it. It's a good job to have. Serve Him. Be His love slave. Oh, in the Old Testament talked about a slave that after he served so long, he could go free. But if he didn't want to go free, he could put his ear up against the doorpost and said, poke a hole in that ear. That means I'm yours. I don't want to go. I've lent my ear to the doorpost. I'm here. I'm yours. And I love being your slave. I love being your child. Thank the Lord. Over here I'll bring it down. There's a little bit more in this scripture here. Yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and won't tarry. The Lord's going to bring His blessing. You follow. It'll be rich for you. Amen. Now, the just shall live by this faith. There is something that the Lord builds in our heart as we walk with Him like this. Oh, folks, the just shall live. There will be an experience that we have. Oh, it will be rich. And as we enjoy that, others will begin to see that. And that's exactly what God wants. He said, you're like that city that I set up on the hill. And I meant for you to be just that. I wanted people to see how precious this was. No, we're not making our light shine. If you're out there trying to make your light shine, you've got a bushel over your light. But if you just enjoy walking with the Lord will light your candle.
Yes, that's right.
And other people are going to begin to see that and say, you know, I want that too. And that's just exactly what God wants them to say. He wants to break down their resistance.
Yes.
The just shall live by faith. 39th verse, but we are not of those who draw back, but we're of those that believe to the saving of our souls. Oh, it's a wonderful way. Won't comment too much more on that, but there's a lot of wonderful truth. We believe to the salvation of our souls. It's just the everyday action of God in our heart. And the purifying, the work, the divine work of God. Over here in 2 Corinthians, we'll pick up another little. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. And I'm going to take this a phrase out of this verse also. The 5th chapter and the 14th verse. We'll take a phrase out of this verse. For the love of Christ constrains us. He was talking about some other action there that they were taking. But I want to tell you today, the love of Christ constrains us. The love of Christ motivates us. The love of Christ moves us. Love of Christ is a thing that holds us.
Amen.
When you and I meet the strong temptation, the love of Christ, when that has been nurtured in our life, it holds us like an anchor.
Yes.
It's dug in deep, and it won't let us go. See, no man can take us out of His hand. When we have that connection, the love of Christ, when we have this relationship and this has been built in our life, When you really catch a vision of all that, of at least part of what He's done for you, when that, oh, that melts our heart, it holds us. The love of Christ constrains us. After I had knelt down behind that barn and had prayer with the Father, when He had communed with me right there, it had been hard for the devil to shake me. I'd just been with the Father. I just felt the freshness of that bloom of being with the Lord. The fragrance. We went down in the valleys where the lilies bloomed. Let's see how you grow. And I'd come out of there with such a refreshing. And I want to tell you, the devil wasn't even trying because he knew he didn't have a chance. The love of Christ holds us, constrains us, it motivates us, it moves us, it develops us. It causes me to make decisions that are right. The love of Christ. This relationship, oh, don't cast it away. Don't do anything that would harm it. Oh, when you have a marriage and that love, you guard it. When you have this relationship with the Lord, you guard it. You watch out. Anything that would come to hurt and destroy that, oh, you're on guard. You're quick. Jealous husband, got his eyes watching. Our jealous Lord. He's watching, and He wants you and I to watch also, that we not allow anything to come in to detract or deter. Amen. The love of Christ constrains us. Eighteenth verse. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Christ Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hope you understood what that verse just said. Amen. That meant God saved you and I from destruction.
Yes, right.
And brought us to a place that not only could we be saved from destruction, but we could brought into a reconciliation. Yes, right. To a relationship. Where I'm no longer held at arm's length. But the blood of Jesus Christ has built a bridge across the gulf. And made it so that even I could walk to Him. And made it so that I could enjoy His arms. Enjoy His love. Enjoy His whispers and His counsels and His rod and His staff. You know what I mean by that? His rod and His staff? His correcting. I can enjoy that. David said it. I can too. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Amen.
They do. Let Him. Don't cast away your confidence. Don't get to the point that you chafe under the correcting, guiding, loving touch of the Heavenly Father. But instead say, touch me again. You see, there's so much love in that. Humans tried to write a song, talked about Daddy's hands and how they were hard, maybe a little strict and hard and difficult. But then at the end of that song said, but I learned that there was always lots of love in Daddy's hands. And I want to tell you, that's a carnal way of trying to say, there is a Heavenly Father that loves us enough, and you and I, we ought to look and recognize when He comes and touches. Even if it's a hard touch, we ought to say, there's lots of love in that. It's God of heaven working with you and I that we might make heaven in peace. Not just make heaven, but that our joy might be full while we live here. This is my Father, and this is the one I want you to enjoy. And I admit, I know you do, but if there's anybody here not enjoying it, I want to tell you, just cuddle up closer to Him. You're going to enjoy it more. This reconciliation. And the brother here said he's given us the ministry of reconciliation. Not only was he reconciled, but he was telling others you can be reconciled too. And then I'm going to skip down the word of reconciliation. There was something that he told them. And I hope that somehow faith can reach out in every one of our hearts. I don't know where you are today. Perhaps the devil has tried to build a distance between you and the Father. But I want to give you the word of reconciliation. The Lord wants that gap bridged. And he wants that reconciliation. He wants that brought together. He wants you and I brought in unity with him. And then it just simply says in the latter part of the 20th verse, be ye reconciled. Do it. Come on, bring yourself to the Lord. Just bring all your wonders and your doubts and your fears and all your hurts. Those places where it feels like that, you know, if the saints really cared, they would have picked up that phone, and you know how the devil works. All those places where maybe the saints are holding something too hard or whatever the devil's using to try to say, I just want to encourage you, be reconciled. Come to the Lord. Blend right in there. There's a word of reconciliation. Be ye reconciled. The Lord wants, and he has the gap bridged, that gulf that was between us and him. The Lord himself has created a bridge for that reconciliation, and that was through the blood of Jesus Christ. The 21st verse says that he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. And what that really means is that not only was our sin laid on him, but he paid the penalty for it. Who was innocent, but yet he went to the cross and paid the price for our sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. All be reconciled. Don't let things come in to our relationship with the Lord that would attack our confidence, that free flow communion. It means a lot for us to be able to have confidence with one another. And that's another aspect of this message. But the only way we can really have full confidence in one another is when you and I both have that confidence in our heart toward the Heavenly Father. And then it's a natural product of our relationship with the Father when we come together and we see the same passion in each other's heart. I don't even have to ask you where you came from. Sometimes I like to hear your story, where you came from. But I know where you came from when we come together. And I see the Spirit of the Lord work in your heart. I know where you come from. You came from my Heavenly Father. Sometimes I like to hear the story of the past of how the Lord brought you to where you are now. I enjoy that. But what's important when we come together, I see the Lord at work in your life. There is a voice calling me and you from that old rugged tree. There's one that is calling you and I close up to His side. And if we'll listen, and if we'll not let the din of confusion of the world, the great noise of the world, overwhelm that sweet still voice from there. If we scrape those things out of our mind and tune our ears to that voice, we will find a very sweet relationship that holds us through all these things that attack and will keep us unto the end. That we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. I want to encourage you this morning. The Lord wants to build confidence, not only in Him, but in each other. Sometimes confidences can be bruised. And we can forgive, but confidence has to be built. The way it is built is when we stay in tune with the Father. Give it time, the Lord will bring it. There's been many a person that for some reason or another that maybe my confidence in them for a period of time was shaken. My ability to fully trust was shaken. But as I watched them go ahead and follow the Lord, I've seen the Lord completely heal that doubt that I had. Completely heal. Cast not away your confidence in the Lord. You have need of patience. You stay right in there. Stay faithful to the Lord. It will have a great recompense of reward. There is a fruit growing. You plant the seed. Don't expect it. You know when you plant a garden, don't expect it the next day to go out there and pick ears of corn off that grain you just put in the ground yesterday. But a little patience. Watch it. It'll come on. And there's going to be a day that you're going to shuck an ear of corn off that thing. It's good and sweet. You have need of patience. You stay right in there and be faithful. And someday you're going to look and say, that was so right. Amen. The Lord. And as we go through this process of patience, there's a lot of wonderful learning that we have between here and the fruit. And you look at it and you look back and say, God was so wise the way He set it up. Oh, the things that He built in me between that point and now. I want to encourage you to serve the Lord. Enjoy your work with the Lord. Enjoy your walk with the Lord. Enjoy His rod and His staff. Enjoy His touch. Learn to live in pleasant communion with Him. Learn also to be vigilant against anything that would come and attack that. Recognize it for what it is. It may come in sheep's clothing. It may come and try to look so innocent, but don't allow it in. Ask the Lord to sharpen our discernment. I can be sharp and recognize. Ask His Holy Spirit to dwell richly within us, that I can see and recognize and discern. And you're going to find it sweet. Cast not away therefore your confidence, because it will have a great recompense of reward. Pray for me. I want to make heaven.